This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The final electoral roll for the Bihar Assembly elections will be published today. The Election Commission will release it online this afternoon. According to the Office of the Chief Electoral Officer of Bihar, physical copies of the electoral roll will be made available with all district election officers, cum district magistrates. The final roll will also be provided to all recognized national and state level political parties. Following the SIR campaign, the draft electoral roll was published on the 1st of August this year. India has welcomed the US President Donald Trump's announcement of a comprehensive plan to end the Gaza conflict. In a social media post, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said it provides a viable pathway to long-term and sustainable peace, security and development for the Palestinian and Israeli people, as well as for the larger West Asian region. The Prime Minister expressed hope that all stakeholders will come together behind President Trump's initiative and support this effort to end conflict and secure peace. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has emphasized that interoperability and jointness among the Indian Armed Forces have become operational necessities in today's time. The minister said this while addressing the Tri-Services Seminar on Fostering Greater Jointness, Synergy through Shared Learning in New Delhi today. Mr. Singh underlined that threats have become far more complex in the 21st century. He said that land, sea, air, space and cyberspace are all deeply interconnected. He further said that during Operation Sindoor, India demonstrated a remarkable display of jointness in its air defence, which proved to be decisive. Mr. Singh highlighted that during this operation, the Indian Air Force's integrated air command and control system seamlessly integrated with the Indian Army's Akash Tir and the Indian Navy's Trigun that formed the fundamental basis of this success.
In today's era of integrated operations, it becomes essential that these systems are seamlessly linked with each other. It is quite obvious that if our inspection and safety standards remain separate, it will naturally lead to confusion in difficult times. In such a situation, decision making will slow down, that even a small technical error can create a cascading effect.
Chief of Defence Staff General Anil Chauhan today called for preparedness against bio threats and radio contamination from nuclear weapons for the future. Addressing the scientific session on the 100th raising day of the military nursing service in New Delhi, he said that bio threats are likely to increase in the post-COVID pandemic era and called for defence preparedness against them. General Chauhan also reiterated Prime Minister Narendra Modi's call for an undeterred India against nuclear threats and highlighted the need for training against radiological contamination. On the 8th day of Navratri, devotees celebrate the divine and graceful form of Goddess Durga, known as Mahagauri, which symbolizes purity, serenity and the victory of good over evil. President Draupadi Murmu, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Union Home Minister Amit Shah extended their greetings to citizens living in India and abroad on the occasion of Durga Puja today. Today, our Market Mantra program will be broadcast from 8:10 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. instead of its usual time at 6:30 p.m. So tune into Akashvani FM Gold 100.1 MHz at 8:10 p.m. today to listen to Market Mantra. Benchmark domestic equity indices Sensex and Nifty were trading flat during the last hour of trade today. The Sensex moved down 7 points to 80,358, while the Nifty added 5 points to 24,639 when reports last came in. In cricket, India were 4 for no loss against Sri Lanka in the opening match of the ICC Women's ODI World Cup 2025 in Guwahati a short while ago. Earlier, Sri Lanka won the toss and elected to field. And with that, we end this news bulletin.